Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast. It is June 6, 2023, and I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from today's John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from its hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from the previous edition of the newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to check out our video library in MarketsWiki Education about the history of trading, including from the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Yesterday was a very bad day and a very good day in the crypto world, as Binance was charged with 13 charges by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission and suffered $2 billion in coin withdrawals following the announcement. The Binance news did not help the price of crypto, as prices slumped following the announcement. The good news was CBOE Digital winning approval to offer margin trades on Bitcoin and Ether futures. The SEC charges against Binance include, quote, operating unregistered exchanges, broker dealers, and clearing agencies, misrepresenting trading controls and oversight on the Binance US platform, and unregistered offer and sale of securities, unquote. And then this morning, things in the crypto world did not get any better when the SEC charged Coinbase, quote, for operating as an unregistered securities exchange, broker, and clearing agency, unquote. The commission said Coinbase also charged for the unregistered offer and sale of securities in connection with its staking as a service program. The SEC Historical Society reported on LinkedIn that this week in 1934, FDR signed the Securities Exchange Act. Momentum behind a bill had grown since the 1933 Securities Act regulated stock issues. But with the PCORA hearings in the past and the exchanges having powerful advocates, Roosevelt had to use every tool at his disposal to pass the bill that created the SEC. The commercial real estate problems are not just in Chicago and not just in office buildings. A report from SFIST says Virginia-based REIT Park Hotels and Resorts, the owner of San Francisco's largest hotel, the Hilton Union Square, is walking away from the building and its payments, essentially surrendering the 2,900 hotel room hospitality facility to the lenders of its $725 million loan. Bloomberg also has a story on the subject as San Francisco struggles to recover from the changes to work travel and work from home after the pandemic. Chuck Mackey announced on LinkedIn, somewhat tardy, that as of April, he is contributing thought leadership content and strategic insight as a consultant at Evident. Sean Tully, Senior Managing Director of Financial and OTC Products, announced on LinkedIn that he is retiring from the CME Group and beginning a new chapter of life. Alex Teng is the proud new owner of a The World Needs Journalist JLN sweatshirt. I placed a new order for the JLN company swag to give Alex and some other new employees. We have previously offered them for sale. If you're interested in one, let me know. You are all doing great supporting ABN AMRO, clearing Bank NV CEO Robert Bouge's Kilt Challenge fundraising for Futures for Kids. Robert has raised £16,655, or 133% of his £12,500 goal. It'd be great to get to £20,000 for the Kilt Challenge this year. Robert deserves the extra effort from us for the extra effort he is making by cycling with clients and colleagues from Amsterdam to London ahead of IDX. The most read stories yesterday from JLN Options were a Wall Street trader made a $7.5 million windfall on a suspiciously timed investment ahead of a surprise debt limit deal concession, and stock market news, June 5th, 2023, S&P 500 ends lower after touching bull market territory, and understanding basis trading on Cboe Digital. Materiality, from impacts to risks and opportunities, is a free webinar on June 15th from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Central Time, presented by Tech Talks in partnership with Global Reporting Initiative, GRI, targeted toward Board, Audit, Risk, and Sustainability Committee members, CEOs, CFOs, and Executive Management, Legal Counsel, Compliance Officers, and Sustainability Officers. The webinar will present an overview on materiality assessments. Learn more with a free link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline: Super rich escaping to Miami are insulated from realities of crime. Crime rates in Miami are at a four-decade low, but rich neighborhoods are leaving the rest behind. When it comes to crime in Miami, it pays to be rich. Take Coconut Grove, the wealthy enclave along the shores of Biscayne Bay that LeBron James, Madonna, and Sylvester Stallone have called home. Police handled reports of just a little over two dozen crimes in the square mile around billionaire Ken Griffin's $107 million waterfront estate there in the last half of 2022, mostly offenses like car and home break-ins. My comment: a story about the drop in crime in the bubble that Ken Griffin lives in down in Miami versus the poorer neighborhoods of the city. Here's another story. This is also from Bloomberg. The headline: A Wall Street titan scores one of the best real estate trades ever. At 7:15, David Eberl scrambled up a ladder and onto the roof of a warehouse in Germany's industrial hinterlands. It was pitch dark, the wind was whipping, and he didn't care for heights. It was petrifying, he says. Eberl's company, M7 Real Estate Limited, has sent scouts to hundreds of remote places across Europe and the UK. My comment: everyone needs somewhere to put their stuff. Here's another story, also from Bloomberg. The headline: The markets believe in American exceptionalism. Currency, bond, and stock investors are all sending the same message. Ignore the messiness of democracy in motion. The U.S. is the place to be. It may seem strange to be talking about American exceptionalism. Just over a week ago, it looked like the U.S. government was so divided that lawmakers would fail to raise the nation's borrowing capacity, sparking a default that would cause a worldwide economic financial market catastrophe. But they did, alibi with little time to spare. My comment: I have always believed in the exceptionalism of American markets. Here's another story, this one from the New York Times. The headline: Can Apple take the metaverse mainstream? The iPhone maker is making a bold bet that it can redefine the niche category of virtual reality with its $3,500 goggles. It's here, or it will be early next year. Apple unveiled its long-awaited entry into virtual reality, or what the tech giant calls spatial computing, in the form of the Apple Vision Pro, a $3,500 device that looks like exquisitely designed futuristic ski goggles. My comment: $3,500 for an alternative reality? many people can get that for the price of a six-pack of beer, where a man becomes more handsome and women prettier. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was how to tell if your passwords were hacked and what to do if they were, from the Wall Street Journal. Second was a major showdown is brewing over what counts as a carbon credit, from Bloomberg. Third was a tie between the Wall Street Journal's EV makers confront the nickel pickle about the difficulties of getting nickel out of the ground and refining it without destroying the environment, and Reuters' JP Morgan flags some signs of emerging de-dollarization. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first is a press release from the SEC. The headline: SEC files 13 charges against Binance entities and founder Changpeng Zhao. Charges include operating unregistered exchanges, broker-dealers, and clearing agencies, misrepresenting trading controls and oversight on Binance U.S. platform, and the unregistered offer and sale of securities. The U.S. Securities Exchange Commission charged Binance Holdings Limited, Binance, which operates the largest crypto asset trading platform in the world, Binance.com, U.S.-based affiliate BAM Trading Services, Inc., BAM Trading, which together with Binance operates the crypto asset trading platform Binance.us, and their founder, Changpeng Zhao, with a variety of security law violations. The second story is from Bloomberg. The headline: Cboe wins approval for margin trades on crypto futures exchange. Traders on Cboe Global Markets Inc.'s digital asset exchange will soon be able to enter into margined Bitcoin and Ether futures contracts after the firm received a critical regulatory sign-off on Monday, Cboe Digital won approval from the Commodity Futures Trading Commission to offer physically and financially settled margined contracts beginning in the second half of this year, according to a statement. And the third story is from the Financial Times. The headline: SEC sues Coinbase for allegedly violating U.S. securities law. U.S. markets regulator steps up crackdown on digital assets market. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission has sued crypto exchange Coinbase for allegedly violating securities law as it steps up its crackdown on the digital assets market. The U.S. regulator said on Tuesday that San Francisco-based Coinbase, quote, has never registered, unquote, with the regulator as a broker, national securities exchange, or clearing agency. My comment: there are additional stories, one from the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times, and we have links for them in today's newsletter. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling friends about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.